What is the receipt for Mishnah 8? Yain nesech asur, so libation wine, that's, idolatrous wine, is forbidden. And it's oser b'cholshu, also it forbids in any amount. Meaning that if you mix it, we'll see enough, but if you mix that wine, even one drop of it, into a barrel of kosher wine, so you're going to forbid the whole thing. It's a very strict form of prohibition. Yain b'yain, uman b'man, b'cholshu, but this is only where it's wine with wine, or water with water, meaning it's the same kind of mixture. And the water here would also be, libation water. So if the water was offered up as a libation offering to the idol, then it will also forbid. And that is, that's any amount, again, with the water. But yan b'mayim u'mayim b'yan, but if it's not mixed into the same kind, so if you mix water into wine, or wine into water, then it doesn't forbid in any amount. It only forbids benoise in time if it imparts taste, a flavor, good, into the thing you're mixing it into. So zeaklal, this is the principle, says the Mishnah, min b'mino b'mashu, if you mix it into its own kind, then it forbids in any amount. But v'shelo b'mino, if you mix it into an unlike, different kind of substance, then benoise in time, then it will only forbid that thing if it imparts flavor into that other thing.